Hello and welcome to the Racing Roundup here on Proper Sport, hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers. And as always, I'm joined by Jim McGrath. Jim, great to see you. It's been a fair while since we've teamed up together.
It is, but we're here at one of the iconic venues in the sport, Aintree Racecourse, looking ahead to the Grand National.
We certainly are indeed. And I thought you'd be crying, actually, when I saw you.
Why?
Well, Huddersfield have been relegated from the Premier League, haven't they?
Oh, Bobby, you know how to kick a man when he's down. Resign to it, but we'll be back.
Hopefully, you'll be playing us, and I emphasise the word hopefully, because we're still in the bottom three, so we need to get us act together, I think it's fair to say. And hopefully, we'll have a good Yorkshire derby next year. Now, as you said as well, it is the Grand National on Saturday. It's the race that grips the nation, potential up to 600 million people worldwide watching this great spectacular.
Yeah, began 180 years ago officially. There's sort of one or two people that claim that there were Grand Nationals before that, but officially it was 180 years ago, and it goes to about 600 million people around the world.
We're going to start first then with the current market leader. Now, Tiger Roll, at the time of recording, is round about the 7-2, 4-1 mark. He's potentially going to be the shortest favourite we've seen for 100 years in the Grand National, and potentially, as well, emphasise the word potentially, he could win the race again on Saturday and become the first back-to-back since Red Rum in 73 and 74.
Yes, he's certainly an amazing little horse, because he's actually been to 5 Cheltenham festivals and won on 4 occasions. So that marks him as special. And the way he went around here last year, you'd have to give him every chance again. He's obviously been re-handicapped, so he's got more weight to carry this time. But he was impressive at Cheltenham 3 weeks ago, and I respect him, but he is a stupid price.
He certainly is. He's very, very short in the betting. Do you think he can actually win it, though, Jim?
I think he's got the ability to win it. The fact is, Bobby, physically, he's a small horse. He's, you know, I mean, someone said the other day he's no bigger than a Great Dane. Well, he's a little bit bigger than that, but not much. Now, he's got more weight this time, and that means that the effect of carrying it over a long distance is a factor, I think, in this race. Although I'm not going to sit here and say no. I couldn't tell anyone to back him at the price he is.
Rath Vinden won the 4-miler 12 months ago at the Cheltenham Festival. Of course, Tiger Roll won that a fair few years ago as well. And Willie Mullins looking for his second win in the race as well.
Yeah, the Irish have got a very, very strong hand. They've got lots of quality horses. Rath Vinden, I mean, you've summed him up. I mean, he's 4-mile winner at Cheltenham last season, where his jockey Patrick Mullins got a McCoy Award for his ride. So stamina is no problem. He used to be a little bit of a iffy jumper. He has come down a couple of times in his life, but he was good the other day when he won at Fairy House, and he beat a good horse in Alpha Days Obo, and he's definitely on the shortlist.
Two of them on my shortlist is both trained in the north. We've got Vintage Clouds for Sil Smith. Of course, Sil Smith trained the winner back in 2013 with the Rowers Encore. Vintage Clouds has made the cut this year, which obviously, firstly, is great for connections, because he missed out 12 months ago.
Yes, and his owner, Trevor Hemmings, has a couple of other good chances as well, including another northern challenger, Lakeview Lad. But to stick to this particular horse, I just feel he's a good stayer. But he runs in snatches sometimes. You know, he'll have a good position and then he'll drop himself out and then run on. You can't afford to do that in a race like this. So although, in effect, he stays longer than the mother-in-law, he needs to hold his position if he's your choice.
I'm glad you mentioned Lakeview Lad as well, because that's a horse that's really impressed me this year. Won the rehearsal chase at Newcastle. He won the Roll America as well, and a cracking third last time out in the Ultima behind at Vintage Clouds, who was second. And Henry Brooke on board. It'd be a great day for Henry if he was to win the big one.
Oh, I think, you know, whichever jockey wins, this is a magic moment in their career. And Henry's a very likeable lad. But this is a horse that the connections trainer Nick Alexander's done an amazing job with. I mean, he's made huge improvement. In theory, he's another horse. All the horses we've mentioned so far are, in theory, well in, because the weights came out before the Cheltenham Festival. And all these horses ran well at the Cheltenham Festival, and as a consequence, the handicap has revised them. But they run, in this race, off their old marks. So Lakeview Lad, perfectly possible that he'll be thereabouts at the finish, done nothing but improve this season.
He certainly has indeed. What other horses do you think we should be mentioning? Well, to be honest, what other horses? We can mention loads, can't we? We've got one for Arthur looking to regain his title, etc.
Yeah, but sticking to the theme, horses that in theory, I know theory doesn't always work out, Bobby, but horses that the handicapper would give more weight to, right? We've mentioned three so far. Annibal Fly, really good stayer. Barry Geraghty took the scenic route on him last year. He made a bad mistake early on and he took him to the outside and he covered an awful lot of ground. He went a long way round. But he's been placed in the last two Gold Cups, including the one, obviously, we just had 3 weeks ago where he powered home. If he gets round error free, even with top weight, he's a big player.
What are going to be your selection there? I know you said, is it six you've narrowed it down to?
I picked out three good English chances and three top Irish horses. Okay. We've mentioned all the Irish ones. The other two English ones we've yet to discuss are Ramesses de Taillé, yep, for David Pipe. Ran a wonderful race in the national trial, just collared, finished second, a bit like Neptune Collange did a few years back. I think he's got a good racing weight. He can miss the odd fence. He wouldn't need to do that, but I've had a little bit on him at 33-1. And I think Walk in the Mill, who won over the course in December in the Beecher Chase, has been kept for the race since, just had two runs over hurdles. He's another horse who could go well. But out of those six, I'll pick two, Ramesses de Taillé and Hannibal Fly.
Absolutely great stuff. Well, Jim, as always, it's a pleasure to work. I think it was the St. Ledger last time we worked together.
It was, and we got that right, I think.
We certainly did. Hope we could do it with the same with the National. Pleasure to work with you, as always.
All the best, Bob.